Guess who? Such a quick response. And I even had your eyes covered. I'm glad you remember me, baby. That you remember your master's voice. Although, you don't seem too happy to see your caring girlfriend again. Oh, that's right, honey. Ex-girlfriend. Thank you for reminding me. Sometimes I forget that we aren't still together. Can you blame me? It wasn't exactly a clean breakup. You left in the middle of the night and snuck away without a single word. Well, sure, you talked about breaking up with me before, threatened to leave, but I never thought you'd actually do it. You're usually so well behaved, sweetie. I worked hard to train you to be my perfect little pet. Maybe I was too soft, too forgiving. What? I can't check up on you? See how you're doing? Oh, please. Did you really think I wouldn't be able to find out where you live? I mean, all I had to do was follow you back from work. It wasn't hard. I actually had a lot of fun sneaking around like that, watching you from afar. I know you never got the restraining order you wanted, but still, it's better to be cautious. Who knows what you might have done if you'd noticed me earlier? You were always so prone to overreacting. Plus, I wanted this to be a surprise. You are surprised, aren't you? Don't say that. Don't try to make me the villain again. Don't try to make me the villain again. I wish I didn't have to do this. I really do. But you've given me no other choice. We were happy together. I was happy. Then you ran off. You abandoned me and left the jagged pieces of my heart scattered on the cold ground. Do you understand how much you've hurt me, sweetheart? I can't fucking think straight anymore. Even getting out of bed in the morning is a struggle, let alone going to work. And when I'm at the office, it's hardly any better. My mind wanders, I snap at my coworkers over the smallest things. All because of you! Because you throw me aside like I was nothing. You loved me once. I think you still do. Somewhere deep down. There's a part of you that wishes mommy was there to hold you in her arms, to tell you what a good little boy you are. And that part will never go away, no matter how much you want it to. We're meant to be together, honey. This little outburst of yours has made that even clearer to me. I can't spend another night alone in our bed. I won't. That's why I came here, to bring you home. Calm down, it's all right. Fuck, someone might hear you. Shh, good boy. Scream into my hand. Let it all out, good boy. Sweetie, you're shaking. What's wrong? Are you really so afraid of me? Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything I did. Our relationship wasn't perfect, and you didn't deserve to be treated that way. But I promise I'll be better this time. You won't ever have to feel unsafe with me again. I love you. So please, won't you come home? Just give me one more chance. That's all I'm asking. A chance to make things right. Why are you still fighting? Please, sweetie, please don't do this. We can be a couple again. I'll forgive you for leaving. It'll be like it never even happened. Don't you remember how happy you were with me? The bad times were so rare, and I didn't leave any scars, did I? Please, please don't struggle. This could stop now. All you have to do is give in. Please. Hey! You really aren't gonna hear me out, are you? after I took care of you for so long? After those wonderful nights we spent together, when you whispered my name, like the sound itself was heaven? Fine. Have it your way. Just remember, I tried to be reasonable. Don't worry. Mommy came prepared in case you decided to be a brat. I bought something special with me today. Do you want to see? Ta-da! I saw this beautiful knife while I was shopping, and I just knew you would love it. Ah, be careful, sweetie. The blade's terribly sharp. If you move too much, I might just nick you. And we don't want that, do we? No, we don't. It'd be such a shame if I cut that pretty throat of yours and had to watch the life drain out of your eyes as you bled out. Oh, darling, come here. Oh, your tears are running down my hand. They're so warm. You poor sweet thing. Mommy would never hurt you like that. I never would. I don't like seeing you in pain. But you just look so adorable when you cry. That sniffling, the way your breath hitches, almost as if you're hiccuping. God, I can't help myself. We better get inside. It'd be rather awkward if one of your neighbors caught us like this. Give me the keys, sweetie. I'm not in a very good mood right now, so for your own sake, I suggest you do what I say. Good boy. That wasn't so hard, was it? Let's see. I think this is the right one. There. First try. I'm going to take my hand off of your mouth, okay? And if you scream or try to run away, well, I still have this knife. Remember? There. Take nice deep breaths for me. Have you settled down a little bit? Good boy. Now walk inside. Slowly. Come on. You go first. What? Can't I be chivalrous for once? Stop. That's far enough. Stay still while I close the door behind us. Okay. Now you can move in a little further. Actually, why don't you go sit down on the couch? That way, I can get a good look at your new bachelor pad from the inside. Whew! I figured you wouldn't be able to afford a nice place, but don't you get tired of living in this cramped little apartment? Oh, admit it. You miss living with me, having all that space? No? You like cooking in this crappy kitchen? Using a hot plate instead of a proper stove? To be honest, I don't even know what to do with the stuff you left. It's not like I ever really cook anything. I've just been ordering out since you left. Pizza and sushi, mostly. Didn't expect my diet to get so bad once you were out of the picture. I suppose it makes sense, though. You tended to make fairly healthy food. I can't tell you how much I miss coming back from work to a home-cooked meal. You were pretty much the only thing keeping me sane. I'm serious! Without my sweet baby boy to hold on to, I'm starting to fall apart. Since you left, my heart hasn't stopped aching. Every hour, every second, that dull pain grows. At night, I snuggle close to your pillow, wishing it was really you. And sometimes, as I lie there, breathing in the faint scent of you, I imagine my little pups come home. But those are only dreams, memories that replay themselves in my mind. So many small moments. At the time, they didn't seem very important. Yet, I'd spill blood just to have your fingers interlaced in mine again. To joke over a cup of coffee with my sweetheart. Now all I do is work, and when I'm not working, I sit in the living room by myself, worrying about you. I wonder where you are, if you're safe. anything's better than that crushing silence, than the terrible dread of knowing you're living your life without me. I need you, puppy. I thought I knew that before, but the truth is I had no clue. If I had any idea how terrible this would be, how much you would take from me when you left, I would have never let you out of my sight. There's a part of me missing now, an emptiness your love once filled. Shh, shh. It's okay. I can fix this. Mommy's gonna make it better. Look at you. You're just a lost puppy. A stray. Don't you realize your owner is right here? Oh, my little pet, why don't you come home, where it's warm and cozy? Just let me kiss you and hug you until all the bad memories disappear. We could have a fresh start. What do you say, sweetie? Will you be mommy's little boy again? Fine. Be stubborn. I'll beat that disobedient streak out of you if I have to. Take off your clothes, you slut. You hurt me. Strip. Would you rather I cut that ugly shirt to ribbons? God, why are you being so difficult? Don't move around too much. My hand might slip. There, no scratches, no blood. I told you, I'm pretty good with a knife. Now should I do the pants as well? Good boy. I knew you were smart. Yeah, slip them off for me. Whore. Underwear, too. What's with that frightened, confused expression on your face? Shouldn't it be obvious what I'm doing? No? How about I let you in on the secret, then? Mommy's gonna make you into a broken little mess. All the times you whined about me not stopping when you used your safe word. You said I raped you. Well, now I'm going to actually do it. I'm going to use your whore body to satisfy myself. Fuck you as you scream and beg for me to stop. Are you getting hard? The thought of getting raped by your girlfriend actually turns you on, doesn't it? That's really cute. My adorable little rape slut. Mm-hmm. Mommy loves you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay, baby. It's going to be okay. Soon, we'll be back home, watching some boring sitcom, not really paying attention to the screen. Just happy to be in each other's company. And it'll be like, this never happened. But before that, I'm going to hurt you. Not an eye for an eye, no. Even though you abandoned me. Even though you crushed my heart. Instead, this will be that little prick of the needle. The brief flash of pain that disappears once you realize you've gotten your medicine. I swore I'd take care of you, and I'm not going to back out on that promise now. Call me a monster if you have to. Yell and fight and scream. Do whatever you want to make it feel like you resisted. Because it won't matter in the end. Good boy. Start stroking. Don't be shy. I've seen you naked plenty of times. Why act so prudish now? There you go. Wrap your fingers around that beautiful cock and gently squeeze. Wrap the tip with your palm. Spread the pre-cum all over. Good boy. Play with yourself as I watch. Feel the blood rushing to your groin. the warm mix of fear and arousal surging through your body. Sweetie, you're getting so stiff for me. Here, why don't I take this jacket off and unbutton my blouse? Now you can masturbate to your girlfriend's soft body. Oh, you're giving me those cute little puppy eyes, honey. Should I unhook my bra as well? Alright. But only if you promise to be good. Good boy. These are the tits you used to suckle at, remember? Mommy loved nursing you. Your cock is swelling ever more, puppy. I bet you wish you could touch me. Not yet. I think you deserve a little more teasing. Fuck, you're so cute. That's it. Work up from the base and go back down again. Up and down. Up and down. Oh, sweetie, you're making me really wet. I'm soaking through my panties right now. I really want to touch myself. You won't do anything stupid if I put down the knife, will you? Who am I kidding? Of course you won't. It was more for dramatic effect, really. I don't need a knife to scare you, to have you follow my commands. Though, there are some fun things I could do with a blade. Maybe I should carve my name into your flesh, make it so you never forget exactly who owns you. No, I'm sorry, sweetie. I was only joking. I would never do that. Look, I'm setting the knife on the counter. See, you're safe. Oh, fuck, it's so adorable when you tremble like that. I can't wait any longer. Keep wanking, baby. Mommy's just gonna... Good boy. Go a little faster. Work that perfect cock. Fuck. I can't believe I never had you do this for me when we were together. Yeah? Show mommy how you masturbate. Oh, my fingers are getting coated in my love juices. Here. Look at them glisten in the light. Do you want a taste? Open up then. There you go, honey. Suck on my fingers, just like that. Lick them clean. Good boy. You love how mommy tastes, don't you? So sweet and delicious. You always used to beg to eat me out. Not that it took much convincing, really. I just couldn't get enough of those needy, subby little whines of yours. Whenever you say, please, mommy, oh, my heart practically leaped out of my chest. You really are the cutest, my baby boy. Let me taste myself on your lips. We had a perfect life together. It was simple, blissful. There was the odd fight here and there, but we'd always kiss and make up after. Things were so, so good, darling. I don't understand why you could just throw that away. Why did you have to leave? Why? Weren't you happy? Wasn't I enough? For God's sake, how many times do you want me to apologize? Should I get on my knees and ask for forgiveness? Tell you how horrible I feel for what I did? How ashamed am I of those fits of angers? Well, I won't. I'm done treating you like you're made of porcelain. Maybe you deserved it. Did you ever stop and think about that? Tell me, what was I supposed to do when you talked back? When you start behaving like a little brat? Was I supposed to sit there with a smile and take it? Tell you that your feelings are valid? Don't be stupid. You're better than that. I had to put you in your place. I only hit you because you were bad. Bad boys get punished, right? Look at me in the eyes when I'm talking to you, whore. Look at me in the fucking eyes. What was that? Speak up so I can hear you. Oh, puppy, you don't get to say no. You never get to say no to me. Shh, mommy's just gonna help her cute little boy remember his manners. Trying to cover your face, baby? Naughty boy. Get your arms out of the way. There we go. Feel free to keep your eyes closed. It won't make this hurt any less. You're mine, and you do whatever I say. Got it? Shh. It's over. It's over. Yeah, good boy. You're okay. Good boy. You can relax now. I think I got my point across. In. Settle into the couch and take nice deep breaths. In and out. In and out. I didn't enjoy that. You know, I really didn't. It kills me having to be so mean to you. But I can't be too soft either. You understand why mommy did that, don't you, sweetie? Mm-hmm. I know what's best for you, so you have to be obedient. It was for your own good. Sweetie, talk to me. Shit, that was too much. Is it bad? The wound? Let me see, baby. That's it. You can uncurl your body. I'm done. No, don't flinch away. I'm simply holding your chin up so I can get a better look. Ooh, that'll probably bruise. Hey, don't get upset. Your boss isn't gonna freak out, I promise. You've been through this before. Just make up a little story. What did I teach you to say? You tripped. That's all. It was an accident. Clumsy boy. You fall so often. I wonder if they ever noticed at your old job. You didn't hide it too well. Though, if they could tell, they never said anything. Not to you or HR, at least. Of course not. Because you're a big, strong man. How could I possibly hurt you? They knew. They did. The truth is, they chose not to believe it. They looked away from the black eyes, the busted lip, and pretended everything was okay. Those people there, your friends, they didn't care about you. Not really. No one was going to help you. In fact, I should be impressed. You mustered the courage to leave all by yourself. I mean, it was the most idiotic thing you've ever done. But it couldn't have been easy. I had you on a tight, tight leash. You hardly spent time with anyone else outside of work. I didn't allow it. And when you were gone too long, I made sure to check in. And after all, I couldn't have my good little boy running around town on his own, not without his owner nearby. It was the same at home as well. You worshipped me like a goddess, gave me everything in your heart. When we were together, you became my adorable pet. Such absolute trust, such fierce devotion. You comforted me when I got anxious, held me when I longed for your touch. And if I had to let my frustration out on someone, if my hands needed to break more than trinkets in my room, then you were there too. I hated myself the first time. I hated myself more than I could even thought possible. I thought, what kind of person could I be to hit the one I love? I sat in the shower for who knows how long, watching the water go down the drain, my hands still shaking. I imagined you must be in our room, like I left you, crying, with that horrible expression of confusion and pain on your face. But you were so powerless, and it made me feel so strong. It's only natural I'd get addicted. I can't live without you, puppy. Did I tell you to stop stroking? That's it. Keep jerking, slut. Fuck your hand as you remember all the ways I've hurt you. The feeling of my fingers around your throat. Your knuckles pounding into that soft skin, making you sob and bleed. You fucking whore. How could anyone else want you after everything I've done to you? I won't ever let you forget what you are, sweetie. Just a broken toy. My toy. To use however I please. Faster. Get right to the edge. Holy sh! Keep going. Oh, sweetie, you seem a little pale. Do you need a break? That was really intense, I know. Take your time. Oh, there's no rush. Would it help if I held you? Yeah. Come here. Oh, baby. My baby. I'm so lucky to have you. I just get angry sometimes. It isn't your fault. You still shouldn't have tried to run away, though. That was wrong and selfish. But as long as you understand now, we don't have to discuss it anymore. Why don't we go to your bedroom? I bet you'd be a lot more comfortable there. All right. Stay still. Mommy's going to carry you. It's no trouble, sweetie. Really. You're tired, and I don't want to wear you out even more. So come on. Put your trust in me. I'll take good care of you, I promise.